Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach.
You get up
and
a second.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
You cut that down, please. Greetings and welcome, Think Big Radio listeners. It's your host, the Financially Savvy Sister. We're here today for the Sunday segment of Worry Less and Accomplish More. Nothing good comes from the emotion of worrying. As a matter of fact, most of the time, only bad things come from worrying. Worrying usually causes stress, anxiety, sleeplessness, headaches, gray hair, and wrinkles. So why? Why do we do it? When we worry, we are doing one of two things, either thinking about the past or projecting into the future. Neither one has anything to do with right now. Here are a few tips on how to worry less and accomplish more. The first, don't think of problems as difficulties. Think of them as opportunities for action. Next, after you've done your best to deal with the situation, avoid speculating about the outcome. Forget it and go into the next thing. Don't procrastinate. Putting off an unpleasant task until tomorrow simply gives you more time for your imagination to make a mountain out of a possible molehill. More time for anxiety to sap your self-confidence. So don't procrastinate. Do it now. Lastly, try to arrange your schedule so that you will not have to hurry. Hurrying causes anxiety and worry. It helps shatter poise and self-confidence and contributes to fear. Lastly, if your project seems too big, break it up into simple steps of action. Then negotiate those steps lengths as a ladder and work on that ladder one at a time. So what were you worried about this time last year? Can't remember? It probably wasn't worth worrying about in the first place. So for your Sunday segment today, worry less and accomplish more. You've been listening to the Financially Savvy Sister here at Think Big Radio. Join us at thinkbigradio.com.